Looking to save time and money in the new year? Get HelloFresh and take control of the clock and your budget with delicious recipes delivered right to your door. Sign up today for 22 free meals plus free shipping with code HOWIE22 at HelloFresh.com/HOWIE22. That's code HOWIE22 at HelloFresh.com/HOWIE22. It was looking bleak for a moment there. I wasn't sure if we'd ever have a Speaker of the House again. But McCarthy got in and got right to work, and he's proving to be not too shabby when dealing with Democrat operatives with press passes. First, Kevin McCarthy School's very fake news.
Okay, let me be very clear and respectful to you. You ask me a question. When I answer it, it's the answer to your question. You don't get to determine whether I answer your question or not, okay? In all respect.
Next, Mr. Speaker destroys shifty Adam Schiff. Russia, Russia, Russian to cover up the total hoax.
What did Adam Schiff do as the chairman of the Intel Committee? What Adam Schiff did, use his power as a chairman and lie to the American public. Even the Inspector General said it. When Devin Nunes put out a memo, he said it was false. When we had a laptop, he used it before an election to be politics and say that it was false and said it was the Russians. When he knew different. When he knew the intel, if you talk to John Radcliffe, DNI, he came out ahead of time and says there's no intel to prove that, and he used his position as chairman, knowing he has information the rest of America does not, and lied to the American public.
Then McCarthy annihilates Eric Swalwell. Well, he doesn't exactly explain what was going on, but let's just say he was seeing a lot of a certain spy named Fang Fang.
And if you want to talk about Swalwell, let's talk about Swalwell, because you have not had the briefing that I had. I had the briefing, and Nancy Pelosi had the briefing from the FBI. The FBI never came before this Congress to tell the leadership of this Congress that Eric Swalwell had a problem with a Chinese spy until he served on Intel. So it wasn't just us who were concerned about it. The FBI was concerned about putting a member of Congress on the Intel Committee that has the rights to see things that others don't because of his knowledge and relationship with a Chinese spy.
You know, if this is how the new Republican House is going to go, I'm all in on it. Listen to The Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.